Hi there. This is Claire Bureau from Claire Bureau Artiste, and welcome to my very first audio cast. So this is the blog for December 10th, 2020. And what I'll be talking to you today about is my painting process. So I'm starting this new series on how I create a painting. I'm going to concentrate on how I create full-size paintings because the process isn't quite the same for creating the smaller ACOs. Please remind me to write about those someday. So this is my process, and it may be different from yours if you paint. There's no recipe for painting, a right or wrong way, as each artist brings their own experience and preferences to the process. It's also something that can evolve, but this is how I do it in 2020. So this week specifically, I'm going to cover the topic of where do I get my ideas? Well, most of the time, I won't actually be looking for an idea, but I'll see a scene or a photo that will trigger my, ooh, gotta paint that reflex. I'm part of a Facebook group called Photos for Artists, where some very talented and very generous photographers place photos for free, encouraging artists to use them as inspiration and asking only that they be mentioned as the source of the photo when posting the completed painting. Examples of paintings that I've done from those photos include Sea Dreams, with the two young ladies looking out to the ocean, the old church, which I've done a few versions of recently, Chatsworth Gate, Un Canale a Burano, Mur Reflexion, and many others have been painted from photographs from the Photos for Artists Facebook page. About a year ago, an artist friend introduced me to Pixabay, which is similar in that it's free, but it has many, many more entries and the non-negligible advantage of being searchable. So if you're looking for a photo of a specific topic, that's the place to go. Examples of paintings I've done from photos from Pixabay include Green Eyes, Winter Eyes, Mishka, the cat, and Alley Cat. Those last two were found by searching for shadows, for example, which I really, really like painting. So when I'm looking for photos to paint, I will be looking for that wow image. I know that many artists collect dozens of different photos and assemble them into a painting, but I tend to look for the perfect photo. I will sometimes remove or reframe or modify the position of something, but the composition is pretty much there already, and that's part of what made me choose that photo. Now, sometimes I will get an idea for a painting. It'll usually just come out of the blue for no apparent reason. And up until recently, I'd usually manage to forget that idea before I actually got a chance to paint it because I didn't write it down. But last week, I started using a great tool called Airtable. And this allows me to track everything. So I added an ideas for painting table, and I can access it even through my phone. And that's how the black and white number one painting came about, which you might have seen. I quite like that, so I might do a series of those, and then again, maybe I won't. This week, I happened also to watch a 1954 interview with the famous 20th century artist Marcel Duchamp, in which he summed it up quite nicely. He said that he wanted to paint what he wanted to, not what others thought he should be painting. So I think that's my philosophy too. Anyway, right now my list is about four ideas, and that should keep me busy for a while. And it's comforting to know I won't forget these ideas and can add new ideas anytime. So about, I'd say 10% of the time, I'll try to make an image from imagination. I don't have many examples of this to show you or to talk about because I'm not very good at it. I know I should spend more time doing it in order to improve, but I don't enjoy this as much as finding a really good photo. So obviously the few abstract works I've done are my own creations. It's very hard to copy an abstract. And the most recent one I did, Black and White Number One, was much more geometric, and I really enjoyed that a lot. Maybe that's something to pursue, but there's never a shortage of things to pursue for me. Of course, when someone asks for a custom painting, the subject or idea is supplied to me by them, usually as a photo or a series of photos, but I'll still discuss how to treat the photo with the person that's commissioning it. For example, what kind of background, what kind of framing, what colors to use, what mood are they looking for, what to include, what to not include, and so on. So there's still some discussion with the customers, not just copy this photo. So that summarizes how I get my ideas for paintings. I hope you found that interesting. And next week, I'll be looking at how do I get started once I have the idea. So have a great week, and we'll see you next week.